Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Today on the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Kyrie Irving issuing an apology for spreading anti-Semitic hate after his indefinite suspension from the Nets. I'm Christy Kalishian outside the Barclays Center.
Police are watching area synagogues after an FBI alert.
A suspected serial rapist with a lengthy criminal history is in custody now here in New York City.
And what would it take to bring you out to the marathon starting line?
A wrecked car in Hurricane Sandy forces a Long Island teacher to walk and then run.
I never stop, so my husband calls me Forrest Gump.
I'm Marla Diamond in Central Park.
You'll hear the sound of elections passed in our 88 Seconds in Sound, a Wayne Cabot production.
It's Friday, November 4th. Good morning. I'm Mac Rosenberg.
We have to say Wayne's name or we have to pay him. I'm Paul Murnane. Craig Allen says September-like warmth continues, a sunny high around 70 today.
And one of basketball's biggest stars has been riding the bench, but now says he's sorry. It remains to be seen if steps by Kyrie Irving and the NBA will clear the clouds over Nets country. Outside the Barclays Center this morning, we find WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian. So, Christy, Kyrie says he's sorry for the hurt.
Yes, Mac and Paul, this came hours after his second press conference since retweeting that anti-Semitic documentary. Around midnight, he posted a black square on Instagram with a caption saying, in part, quote, "I want to clarify any confusion on where I stand fighting against anti-Semitism." Semitism was spelled incorrectly. "By apologizing for posting the documentary without context and a factual explanation outlining the specific beliefs in the documentary I agreed with and disagreed with." He says he initially acted out of emotion and wants to have an open dialogue to learn more and grow from this. Mac.
And Christy, Paul here, what about the donation that he offered before his mea culpa? What about that?
Yeah, and Paul, he offered $500,000 to the Anti-Defamation League, which CEO Jonathan Greenblatt rejected in his press conference a few hours before this, his written apology. He said he respects all walks of life and said that he can't be anti-Semitic if he knows where he came from. So this is all interesting timing, especially after he was suspended indefinitely and for at least five games.
Our Christy Kalishian there at Barclays Center. And you can add the NYPD to the list of area police departments now on alert following word from the FBI of threats to synagogues in New Jersey. Police here in the city are not alone in stepping up security, and city halls are getting involved across the Hudson.
As soon as the FBI's Newark office put out the word of a credible threat, Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop said he took extra precautions to protect members of the Jewish neighborhoods.
We have reached out to all of the Jewish organizations and Jewish synagogues in Jersey City. There's seven of them. We have foot patrol stationed outside, and we're going to increase visibility within the specific Jewish neighborhoods.
In 2019, a Jewish market was targeted and four people were killed. The FBI said this time it's a broad threat that doesn't target a specific synagogue. Congressman Josh Gottheimer has an idea about why the threat came about.
I don't think this is just a random act. Clearly, this is, in my opinion, a result of a compounding result of hate.
He said just look at the anti-Semitic statements coming from Kanye West and NBA player Kyrie Irving. Carol DiIore at WCBS News Radio 880.
The suspected serial rapist now under arrest in the attack on a woman jogger along the Hudson yesterday has quite a rap sheet. Sources tell the New York Post that Carl Fanor has 25 priors. The NYPD picked him up after they say he used a credit card that belongs to yesterday's victim. Police caught up with their suspect at the Port Authority after the credit card was used at a Target in Midtown. He is the target in at least two other sexual assault cases, by the way. One along the Hudson took place back in March, and there was also an attack near the FDR Drive that took place earlier this month.
Over to Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. The fog going to burn off at some point, then a pretty nice day on the way.
It will, mid to late morning, because obviously the sun angle a little bit lower, and it comes up a little bit later too. So unfortunately, the fog continues to thicken up through the morning hours. This will give way to sunshine and a high 65 to 70. Clear to partly cloudy tonight. Look for patchy fog to develop again in several areas, and lows will be in the mid-50s in the city, of course cooler again in the suburbs. As for the weekend, what a mild weekend coming up. Morning fog giving way to sunshine. Saturday's high 70 to 75. Sunday, breaks in the overcast. There will be some clouds, but some sunshine, and the record is 74. We're going to take a run at that on Sunday. Monday, it will be in the mid-70s as well, but the last of the exceptionally mild days. 53 now, humidity 89% with a light northeast breeze.
We're all looking forward to on Sunday, and that is the New York City Marathon, and a fifth-grade teacher on Long Island will be among the 50,000 runners 10 years after Hurricane Sandy, which she began her running journey following the devastation from that storm. It's an interesting story. Marla Diamond caught up with her. She's live this morning in Central Park with the story. Marla.
And Paul, when falling trees destroyed her Suffolk County home and her cars, then 52-year-old Veronica Morabito Weeks had to improvise.
I couldn't even run down the road. Never in my life. I was just one of those people that was not the most athletic. I never thought I could run.
But she had no car and little choice in Sandy's aftermath.
I was running the post office to try to mail things for insurance companies and running to the store that was quite a distance away because right by my house, things were still without power. So I was walking everywhere, the deli, trying to find, you know, food. I mean, it was crazy.
Her love for running has rubbed off on her students at Bretton Woods Elementary School in Hauppauge. Morabito Weeks and her co-teacher, Tara Dungate, even started a club at this school to train the next generation of marathon runners.
Never in my life. I was just one of those people that was not the most athletic. I never thought I could run. So it has just really changed my life in many ways. So out of something horrible came something really good.
And we're live in Central Park. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marla brings, by the way, her experience to the finish line on Sunday. Todd Glickman will be there with our WCBS Portable Weather Center. He'll be in the park on Sunday watching that warm weather. It's all part of our Marathon Sunday coverage right here on WCBS 880. We'll see you Sunday morning. It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane.
I'm Mac Rosenberg. Here are three things to know. In a statement to his nearly 18 million followers, Kyrie Irving apologized to those hurt by his anti-Semitic social media sharing. He's been suspended now from play, and the Anti-Defamation League is returning his $500,000 donation.
Number two, workers at Twitter are looking over last night's email, saying they'll be notified about their employment status. One worker told CNBC, it's the first communication they've received from the company since Elon Musk took control.
Number three, Avon says, so long to Suffern. LoHUD.com reporting that 160 remaining workers in Avon's long-shrinking research and development lab will be laid off next year. Avon once employed 1,600 workers in town and is moving R&D to Poland and Brazil. California Perfume Company changed its name after it built a factory in Suffern back in 1897.
And now let's take a deep whiff of our News Radio 88 Seconds in Sound today for the 4th of November.
The elections dominate the news this time of the year, but in 2021, no one saw this coming. The most powerful politician in New Jersey, next to the governor,
New Jersey State Senate President Steve Sweeney,
was sent home by voters.
Lost his seat to a South Jersey truck driver.
A guy practically no one knew.
Ed Doerr, who spent just over $2,000 on his campaign.
presidential politics.
Spontaneous celebrations erupt across the country as Barack Obama is swept to victory as the nation's first black president.
2008.
Bob Schieffer, you have covered so many campaigns in your career. Did you ever imagine that you would see an African-American elected to the highest office in the land?
You know, I'm not sure that I ever did. I went to segregated schools in the segregated South. When I graduated from high school, no black student had ever attended any school that I attended. Now, that was in my lifetime. Look where we are.
43 presidents before him, from George Washington in 1789 to George W. Bush now, all of them white men. Tonight, that changes.
Very serious. He seemed as if he could feel the weight of this moment on his shoulders. His smile was tight. His eyes a little bit watery. But for the people who were part of history here tonight, boy, for them, they certainly believe, yes, we can. From Chicago, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.
Election 97. New Yorkers gave Rudy Giuliani a second term as mayor, and New Jerseyans a second term for Christine Todd Whitman as governor. Election night 1980, Ronald Reagan defeated one-term president Jimmy Carter, who was hobbled by the Iran hostage crisis. It was a year earlier, this day in 1979. Iranian revolutionaries took over the Statue of Liberty for 3 hours, draping a 100-foot banner from the crown that said, "The Shah must be tried." The secret was out that President Carter allowed the deposed and hated Shah to be treated at New York Hospital. As News 88's Art Athens reported in 1979.
For days, all we could learn was that he had some sort of disease that could be treated only in New York Hospital. The real impact of the Shah's visit, the hostage taking in Iran.
On this day, Americans at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran were taken hostage. They'd be held for 444 days until the day Carter left office and Reagan was sworn in. This is November 4th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.